its current state on WKAR. WKAR radio station manager and current state contributor Peter Worf takes us now to an MSU campus location where art and science come together.
Patient name is... Have you said the patient name yet? Why don't we just put Stradivarius?
I'm at Mid-Michigan MRI, where many people are examined daily. Today's patient came from Italy and is over 300 years old.
Are we okay broadcasting that the patient is Antonio Stradivarius, or should we just say Antonio S?
Yes, let's leave it at S for just for safety, I guess.
Okay.
The patient is a 1690s violin made by Antonio Stradivarius of Cremona, Italy. Along with violins by a scant handful of other makers, Stradivari's work is the standard by which all violins are measured, instruments prized by concert violinists worldwide. This Strad's owner, who remains anonymous, has come by for a look inside the instrument. Just like with human patients, Mid-Michigan MRI's CAT scanner will reveal the inside of the violin's body without actually opening it up. Dr. Eric Shapiro is research director of the Department of Radiology at Michigan State University.
So today we're going to put the fiddle into the 64-slice CT at the Mid-Michigan MRI. And we will be performing a high-resolution CT scan of this instrument, and we will be digitally taking the top of the violin off to look on the inside.
And what are you looking for? What do you hope to find out after the CT scan?
Well, on a test violin we did last week, we could see very subtle architectural, let's call it imperfections. And so I guess today we'll be looking for damage to the inside of the back of the violin and see what else we can see in the rest of the violin.
As with any other highly valued violin, this Stradivarius comes with a condition report documenting past damage and repairs. The hope is that today's exam will confirm that report and perhaps even reveal more information. Jim Pochin was chairman of radiology at MSU for 37 years, and he joined us for the exam.
I think you'll definitely know what's inside the violin today. And this is something you don't know now.
Yeah.
And you can't take it apart and repair it exactly as it is. You know, non-invasive testing is the way to find out.
Dr. Eric Shapiro, who leads the investigative team, tells us that he's aware of CT scanning applied to other instruments.
A colleague of mine at Mount Sinai School of Medicine, he told me they've done CT of violins before. Not routinely done, but it has been done. And I think when you have access to high tech and you're a bit creative, you can do some interesting things.
Do you know whose violin it was, or is that doctor-patient private information?
I don't know. I don't want to step on anybody's toes, I'm afraid to say.
Okay. Fair enough.
So we head into the room with the CT scanner.
So he's going to line it up so that you'll see the laser lines will sort of do what we call an isocenter. So we'll meet the exact center of this particular instrument. And we'll be running this as if we're running a patient. Yeah.
Dr. Shapiro immediately notices one of the distinguishing characteristics of the Stradivarius versus a lesser instrument.
Already we can see how thin the wood is on this instrument versus the instrument we ran last week, which was probably 30, 40 years old maybe.
After about 30 minutes of scanning, all past repairs of this 1690s Stradivarius are confirmed, and we discover something new. There are four small wooden pegs used in the construction of this instrument, attaching two crescent-shaped curves that fill out the lower half of the violin's signature hourglass shape. A very unusual feature, but you can only tell from the inside. For Current State, this is Peter Worf.